With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCANT's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say: "A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life. Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend. For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
Hi, I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Health Discovered podcast, where we bring you fascinating stories and unique perspectives, like our recent episode where we break down the myths to uncover the facts of type 1 diabetes.
A lot of people, very well-meaning people who cared about me, just thought that it was caused by diet or can be cured by diet and exercise. Especially right after I was diagnosed, people saying, what was it that you ate? Or are you going to have to change your diet to get rid of this? There's still a lot of, you know, people see me pick up some kind of dessert and they're like, oh, should you really be eating that? Or thinking, you know, if they give sugar-free things to people, that that's helpful.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we continue with Our American Stories. And here to tell another great American story is our own Ashley Lubinsky, a frequent contributor here at Our American Stories. He is the former co-host of Discovery Channel's Master of Arms, the former curator in charge of the Cody Firearms Museum, and she's the co-founder of the University of Wyoming College of Law's Firearms Research Center. Here's Ashley.
A lot of people know the name Winchester. They know the name Winchester as the quote-unquote gun that won the West. They know the name from any Western movie that's ever been made since Buffalo Bill filmed some of his work. So the Winchester name is so prominent that sometimes you forget that there are other people behind the company name. And one of the people who was attributed with making Winchester really what it was a guy named Thomas Bennett. Now, that's a name you probably don't recognize, but he basically built the company into what it was. He went to Yale, very smart. He was a college wrestler. So Thomas Bennett was a very kind of big, stocky individual, and he was an avid sportsman and loved fishing, hunting, all of that stuff. So, he, you know, perfect fit for Winchester, right? And this is a really interesting part of his backstory, is that he's actually a first lieutenant in an African-American regiment during the Civil War. And so he ends up starting for Winchester in 1870, and he's an apprentice engineer. So he starts kind of bottom of the totem pole. Oliver Winchester came from a clothing background. So he's not a gun guy. He's the businessman. He really liked Bennett. He, you know, was priming him for leadership positions within the company because Bennett also proved to be a very good businessman. What nobody anticipated, though, was the fact that Oliver Winchester's sons would pass away. But Thomas Bennett does marry his daughter, Jenny, in 1872. And some say that they met at a company picnic. So Bennett becomes Winchester's foreign affairs guy initially. So he becomes the guy that is all over the world. And he brings Winchester kind of into the global market. You know, it's part of the reason why everybody knows what Winchester is, because what a lot of people don't realize is early on in Winchester history, they almost go bankrupt, like a lot. And so you see successful, you know, but it's actually a company that really need some help early on. And so he helps with that and takes the name Winchester, and he goes around the world and he promotes the brand, he promotes the company. The one thing that happens though during this time period is that he misses his family. I mean, how cute is that, right? And so he writes love letters to his wife for 50 years. He calls her my dear girl in the letters. But what's funny is he recognizes that he's kind of rough on the whole love letter thing early on. So in his first love letter, he literally writes, "This is the first love letter that I have ever wrote, so you must not despair because there is not much love in it." So he improves upon his abilities over the years. But all of this travel really, you know, takes a toll on him, and he misses his daughter's first steps. And he also keeps it a little spicy. You know, you can't, you know, sext during that period, but he found a way to communicate overseas with his wife. And so in one instance, he was in France, I believe, and he bought her this beautiful dress and he sent it to her and he wrote a letter that very lovingly says, he got better writing, right? Very lovingly says, "Wouldn't I like to see you in it, or indeed out of it, my dear girl." I feel like when you think about historical figures, that is not how you see historical figures, but they were people too, right? So Thomas Bennett is a wonderful businessman, and he makes Winchester what it is. But he also is credited with finding one of the greatest gun designers of all time, and that is John Moses Browning. And he hears about them, and he ultimately is the person that pays for Browning's first design and quickly another design. And Browning becomes almost synonymous with Winchester nowadays. Most people didn't necessarily know his name back then. But so many Winchester guns for 20 years almost are initial designs by Browning that come in-house that he basically sells the patent rights to. And then Winchester has the ability to decide if they're going to make it or not. And then they have their in-house designers do that, and then they push, you know, they push the product out on the commercial market. He's also such a strong-headed individual that he's the reason that Browning and him end their relationship. So turn of the 20th century, it's like 1902, 1903, Browning has already developed this really advanced piece of technology, and he brings it to Bennett and he says, "I want a royalty," because he knows this is going to be huge, right? And so Bennett says, "No, thank you, we're good." And so that was it. I mean, the Browning relationship was totally over, and it didn't rekindle until World War I, right before Browning passes away. But it's this 20-year relationship that ends because of a change in contract. And Bennett does not mince his words with how he feels about Browning after the fact. He writes a letter to the salespeople that we call, in my field, the sour grapes letter. And it basically says that John Moses Browning is not that big of a deal, that Winchester had to modify their guns so much in-house to make them available for the commercial market. He calls John Moses's brother Matthew a difficult proposition. That's a direct quote. And then basically at the end of the letter says that they're going to be much better off without Browning, and he can't say the same for Browning without Winchester. But if you do know that history, you know that is not how that goes. But I digress. That's a great anecdote, though, to see that Bennett was this powerhouse within the company. And he's trying to retire by 1910. And he wants to keep it in the family like Oliver Winchester did. And so one of the people that is now starting to take on the reins is his son, Winchester Bennett. I like the little sneaky way of involving that family name. But Winchester Bennett is not as qualified as his father. His father has very high expectations for him. And Winchester Bennett is politely phrased, he's sickly, and he's also prone to anxiety, severe nervous disorders. And so he kind of goes in and out of the hospital, makes some bad decisions for Winchester. And so as a result, while Thomas Bennett is trying to, you know, build this house and spend his golden years with his wife, whom he loves so much, he's kind of having to step in and out of his role with Winchester. And so Bennett ends up staying involved. He actually stays with Winchester on and off and has his 50-year anniversary at the company, and they call it Bennett Day. So you can see that even though things aren't always as good, the people still have a very strong respect for him. But what ends up happening is after the war, World War I, they think they need to diversify in order to keep the company afloat. And so one of the decisions that is made is that they will go into the retail market. So they sell figure skates, they sell aftershave, they sell all kinds of things to try to keep the money afloat. But the bankers are already getting involved. Things are going south. And I think to me, this one of the saddest things that happens is right before Thomas Bennett's wife dies, she ends up signing over the rest of her shares to the bank. You know, the man who built the company basically has to come back to see the company fall. And he passes away at 86 on August 30th, which is 6 months before the company goes into receivership in January of 1931. And the story behind Winchester after that is they get bought out by a guy named Olin. And Olin still owns the company today. So when you see the company Winchester Ammunition, that is Olin, which is the most closely connected to the original Winchester company. When you see Winchester names associated with anything else, like the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, that is by Browning, which is also affiliated with a Belgian-based company called FN, and they license the name Winchester from Olin. So once Olin gets a hold of it, they don't let go, and they still have it today. And when you see Winchester Ammunition, you're looking at the closest company to the original one.
And a terrific job on the editing, production, and storytelling by our own Greg Hengler. And a special thanks to Ashley Lubinsky for bringing her passion, her enthusiasm for firearms, and my goodness, what stories she tells us. And we learn about the man behind the man, or the woman behind the man, as sometimes is the case. As well, the man behind the man that powered Winchester, and that is Thomas Bennett, a Yalie, a college wrestler, loved fishing and hunting, and he was the first lieutenant in an African-American regiment in the Civil War. A fascinating guy, and he hustled and traveled around the country to keep Winchester in business. We've also done a story about Browning, another force behind the Winchester brand as well. The story of a great American brand and the person whose name you didn't know who powered it, here on Our American Story.
At Ford, we pride ourselves on building strong, capable vehicles. But we're only as strong as the people who drive them. People like you, who don't just see an F-150, but see what they can build with it. Because built Ford proud, it's a pact between us, our drivers, and what we can do together. Built Ford proud.
Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Congratulations to Boston Children's Hospital, first place award winner for innovation in industry at the 2023 Unconventional Awards presented by T-Mobile for Business. Boston Children's is dedicated to improving and advancing the health and well-being of children around the world through its life-changing work in clinical care. And it is home to the world's largest pediatric research enterprise. Boston Children's is revolutionizing healthcare with T-Mobile's 5G solutions. Through secure, private, and reliable networks, practitioners can access internal systems and applications securely from virtually anywhere. T-Mobile for Business congratulates Boston Children's Hospital for their innovation and unconventional thinking.